Okay, today's video a bit special. Okay, we're gonna start somewhere in Malaysia. Wow, here very bright. Okay, I'm gonna bring you to go and see this Malaysia property lah. Okay, I'm not trying to sell you Malaysia property here. Don't misunderstand. It's because somebody told me 400 plus ringgit can buy a house here. So I just want to come here and take a look, see how it works. Because a lot of people tell me buy what Singapore property lah. You all what RTS up go Malaysia stay lah, cheaper lah. Singapore property price will drop I see this kind of comment very common Okay, but again I want to emphasize this video is not to tell you that I'm here to buy Malaysia property, not to encourage you to invest in Malaysia property. Okay, we are just here to explore how it works over here and why 400,000 can buy Malaysia property and what are some of the rules and regulation. And I also don't know because I'm here with the Malaysia agent. They are going to show me around. Then the first stop they call me to come is this Da Yang Bay, okay? So let's go. Okay, now we are here, okay? This one is about ringgit, you told me. 3+1. This is the master bedroom. I think it's master bedroom. I just came in only. Okay. The ceiling height, I think a bit higher than the Singapore one. Aircon is a centralized one, I think. This is the kitchen. Anyway, I haven't asked them what is given, what is not. Later then I ask her. I just want to show you how it looks like. This one is the one with the helper's room. You see? That's so big, the helper's room. The helper's room, almost the same size. A bit smaller, but definitely bigger than our warm shelter. This is the toilet. The toilet, helper toilet, that big. Okay. Anyway, we are at Da Yang Bay Country Garden. So this is the showroom. They have one stack left, one block left. So we're just here to take a look. So again, I emphasize, I'm not here to sell you anything. Just want to show you around, let you understand what's the difference. Okay. This is the master bedroom. Got a L-shaped window. Bathtub. Now the important thing is what is even. Yeah, later I'm going to ask her. The rooms are very big. Huge room, you see. There got a table lah, and wardrobe lah, queen size bed. Normally we don't have so big. Then got two. This is two master, because this one you see got one ensuite. Over there we have a junior ensuite also. So it's actually quite big. Living room size also okay. I predict there's no balcony lah, because here never show got balcony mah. Okay, now I'm going to ask her what is given. Okay, so I'm going to show you this unit first. Later I tell you why. This is 1213. Okay, this is the entrance. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. There's a balcony here where you put your washing machine. Okay, the interesting thing is just now that unit that we see, right, is called ID unit. ID unit means a lot of things inside. It's not the exact one. Okay, so it's very different from our Singapore. Because our Singapore, normally what we give, like floor or this thing, we will put correctly. But here it's different. Okay, so this is the unit. Okay, this is about 700,000 ringgit. So now what she told me is okay, the tabletop. So you see this one become a little bit not as beautiful as just now already, okay? So this is the correct one that you're gonna get. You're gonna get this, you're gonna get the washing machine, you're gonna get the stove, forget the cabinet. Flooring, you're gonna get this, okay? Just now that one is not correct. Ceiling height, one good thing over here, the ceiling height is very high. Okay, aircon, sorry, it's not a centralized one. Just like it's also ID unit, that's why I show you centralized. Aircon is this kind one. Okay, then everything is white lah. Okay, standard things. The good thing I can see in this unit is the ceiling height. Okay, toilet, she tell me she's gonna give you this. But the flooring color also a little bit not like that. A little bit change. So I think this is something that is very different from our country lah. At least for us, we will show you very clearly what is given, what is not. Over here, not very clear. Over there, we have a standard. Most of the time, our flooring is given, carpet is given, okay? But over here, it's very different. So like, for example, this is a common room. Common room, they have this carpet over here. But this carpet is not given. Everything white, the only thing given is aircon. Flooring is given, okay? But when you come to the master bedroom, this is the master bedroom, very huge master bedroom, but this cupboard is given, okay? So that's the difference, the other cupboards are not given, so you gotta ask clearly, lah. Then over here, oh yeah, got one more thing, she tell me, she give you the water heater plug, but the water heater is not given, so everything else is given, but water heater not given, okay? Interesting thing. Then again, this is another ensuite. So the good thing is I see their three beta, right? They always have two ensuite one. They always have a master ensuite and a junior ensuite. So over here, this cabinet also not given. This common room size, to me, is almost the same as the Singapore one. Just that the good thing is you have a long corridor here, plus you have a toilet. Okay, so this is Dayang Bay Country Garden. Later we're going to see the others. Because what I was told is this development, right, has been here for like 7 years, but they still have one stack haven't sell finished. So I'm just here to take a look. Again, I want to emphasize, I'm not here to sell you Malaysia property. I'm not here to tell you how good. I just want you to understand the difference. Okay? If you got the money, you're interested to come here and spend 700,000 ringgit to get a unit like that for retirement, I think it's okay lah, if you got the money lah. But if you looking at investment, then my suggestion is please don't come lah, same Singapore lah, huh? Okay? Okay. So now you have this washing machine also given. Okay? So that's it lah. We go to the next one. Let's go. Okay, so now we are at beside this country garden. Actually, to be frank, the country garden, they already stay there 7-8 years, I think. 7 years, then they still selling the last stack. Oh, I see here still have construction because this is the one beside the country garden called the MBW. So they are still building. Okay, here is a bit different. I was told that there is they built finish already. Then they still selling. Here is they sell and they build. Means they sell it, then they build. They don't build. Then maybe you go to the unit, you buy the unit already 7 years old, nobody stay. Because they build, then they sell. Here is they sell first, then they build. Like BTO like that, okay? Like BTO like that. So this is beside the country garden, also at the Dayang Bay. Okay, why am I here? Okay, I go into the shape first. Why am I here is very important because this is nearby the RTS one. This is nearby the Woodland Causeway one. So I think here is more attractive because it's going to be near the MRT station. Okay, if you continue to watch this video to this point, right, later I will explain why here can be like 500,000, 400,000 ringgit can buy. And then why is it not 1 million? Okay, this one, I think we go for chapter 2. For now, we just want to show you what we have seen, what is over here, why are we here to this Dayang Bay? Because they are very near to the RTS, City Square, and what is given at this project and all these things. Later on, I give you the info because I have speak to the agent here and get more information, clear out the doubts. Then I will share with you more. Again, we are not here to sell this property. We are just to introduce you. Of course, if you got a lot of money, you want to buy a holiday house and all these things, yes, you can contact me, I will refer you, okay? But again, if you ask me, is this a good investment? I have reserved to it lah, you know? Again, I wouldn't say that it's a good investment as of now, okay? But I feel that if you got extra money and you feel that you want to retire here, why not? You know, for like 150, 200 sing, you can get a very big unit, high ceiling. And next time people say, wow, with the RTS, everything, okay? So that's my purpose of coming here today. So at least we have like a new dimension to our channel. Okay, this is 667, okay? But I haven't released, so please don't ask me about it, okay? Now we are just here. 667, eh? 667 for one meter, eh? My goodness, you see the living room? Damn big, yeah. Okay, this is the master. Very nice. Again, later I will ask what is included, Because I want to know what's included. Toilet very big. Simple, I think this one better. I want to be old fashioned. Yeah? Simple and nice. Hey, got one study one eh. Oh my goodness, look. That's the living room. Then you come here, got one study. Oh my god, and the study they made into a kid's bedroom. Okay. Okay, this is 2 bed, 2 bath, 826. Okay. Here more modern lah, huh? But I heard the aircon they never give. A lot of things they were given. Flooring they will give, kitchen they will give, but fridge, all these things don't have. But I feel that the layout here nicer, the space nicer. Later we'll explain another video. But cupboard also they don't give. aircon they give the trunking lah, the piping. You must buy the aircon unit and the compressor. Big room okay. Toilet, I think this kind of toilet lah, simple and nice. Less pattern lah, but it's okay. Three toilet this one, and all the toilets are big. Wow, I think this one nice eh. And they like to do this L shape for like premium feel. And one important thing that we realize over here, right, is their ceiling height is always very high. I think this is a very big plus point.
Okay, so how what do you think about that property? Huh? Malaysia property good or not? Okay. So anyway, I still want to emphasize in this video lah. This video is not to tell you that this property is a good investment or asking you to buy the property, okay? It's not lah. But let's say if you want to buy, you can contact me. I will refer the Malaysia professional agent to help you, okay? Okay, so now a few things that I learned. Number one, so can foreigners buy 400,000 property in JB or not? Okay, so the thing is, right, they have some land that is old approval. Right? Means last time they have an old approval. So there's a few lands left, lah, okay, old approval, okay, that they can sell 500k, 600k, 400k property to foreigners. Okay, so it's not all. It's not all. Okay, so and also, some of this approval for different land is different also. So some land, the three bidder need to be minimum 1 million, then can sell to foreigner. So like the MBW, they have the two bidder that is about 500 to 600,000 ringgit. They can sell to foreigners. But they have a three bidder that is less than 1 million. They cannot sell to foreigners. So my question to them is, so what is what lah? So they tell me every land has their own approval. So everyone is different. Okay. That's number one. Number two, inside the show flat, you realize that I share a little bit like, oh, this show flat, that show flat, how is it, and everything. So one thing I learned is that every developer give different things. So there's no standardized things. And also, even the color, the brand, the design, it may be different. So the developer don't commit. And what they give, whether they give fridge or not, lah, give washer or not, lah, whether they give kitchen or not, lah, toilet or not, all these things, every developer is different. So you have to ask properly. And they don't commit to you on the brands and the color one. This is what they share with me. Okay, so I just want to emphasize that all this is through my conversation with them. Lah. They tell me, lah, wrong or not, lah, is their pasar, not my pasar, okay? Nothing to do with me. Because I'm really don't know anything about Malaysia property. I'm just there to learn, and this is the information that I got. Okay, so if you're interested to buy, I refer you already, you all got to check personally. Okay, but these are some of the things that I have checked with them. Next, what are the tax? Okay, so they tell me that for foreigner, there's a 4% tax, then there's a 1% legal fee on the tax. And then there's still a levy, 20k or 2%, whichever that's higher. Then there's still a legal fee whatsoever. Okay, so there's a lot of these nitty-gritty things that you need to pay. But different developer will sponsor you different thing, or will not sponsor, subsidize you different thing, okay? So you have to check with them, like, okay, this developer is going to help to pay what, this developer will help to pay what. Every developer is different again. So there's no standardized again, no standardized again. Then also, I also checked with them on this, you know, near the causeway when you come here on the right side, there's this Princess R&F or something. So that one for a two-bedder 800 over square feet is about 900k ringgit. Same thing, that land, Singaporean cannot buy one. So that land, I think, need to be 1 million and above. So I didn't go and visit there because to me, that is not like a wow thing because all along, I know that it got to be 1 million. Okay, so let's talk about this 1 million minimum cut-off price thing. So there's these few developments now by the developer that they have old approval. They can sell those smaller units to foreigners. So there's a 1-bedder coming out next time, not now. Then there's a 2-bedder, 800 plus square feet going at like 500,000-600,000. There's some 3-bedder at this country garden going at about 800,000 over. All these all can sell to foreigner because it's a old approver. So if it's going to the resale market, meaning that they call it subsale lah. I also don't know why their explanation I don't understand. But the thing is, let's say resale, okay, you use our terms. Resale market, you cannot sell below 1 million to foreigner. So foreigners still have to buy above 1 million. Okay, and the above 1 million is not the price you sell. It's the government's valuation of the area got to be above 1 million. The government valuation of your unit got to be above 1 million. Okay, so this is, you have to understand the technicality. It's very different. It's not that you and your buyer and seller agree more than 1 million ringgit means you can transact. It's not. It's the valuation by the government have to be above a million. So I did some thoughts and some thinking and I discussed with them. Actually, I frankly share with you guys that if you really want to buy, go and buy those 400,000-500,000 ringgit one. Why? Because you still can sell it to their people. And when you sell it to their people, they can take loan up to 95% and 90%. Singaporeans, my logic to you is don't take loan. So they tell me some Singaporeans take loan because Singaporeans feel that if they take loan, they can benefit if the currency fluctuate or the Sing dollar become stronger and all these things. I really don't agree because their interest over there is 4.2%. It's not low. So I feel that if you really want to buy a property there, if you have full cash, buy full cash. Next time you want to sell to the locals, you can sell to the locals. You want to rent out, you want to holiday, you got extra money, then you do this. Then you can do will to, when you die, your kids can inherit. This is what they already share with me. Okay, so it doesn't mean you need to sell it away. So these are some of the things that I feel that, okay, is worth thinking about it. If you are buying the cheaper units, those 400-500 ringgit units, because actually you calculate it adds up to only about 150-180 Sing dollar. If you have that extra money, is it a good idea? I feel that if you like Malaysia, because I know people that retire to Malaysia. Right? I know people that go there and buy big properties, Singaporeans. They're still Singaporeans. They just drive in every 3 months plus minus and all these things. So I feel that this logic and this buying style makes sense, and this is why I am quite amazed when they tell me, hey, can buy 400-500k ringgit property, Singaporeans can buy. That's why I drove in, met them, see the show flat, talk to them about it, and also thought of doing this video to share with you. Next, Airbnb is also allowed. As of now, the government don't care about this in JB, but next time, I'm not too sure. And also, were the 1 million ruling become 1.5 million, it may. So, also not sure, you are subject to the mercy of the government, the Malaysia government, okay? Maintenance fee-wise, I already checked already, they are almost about $100 plus minus, normally lower, $100 plus minus Singapore dollar. And then they have this so-called property tax kind of thing, also a couple of $100 a year. So far, the interesting thing is the show flat, right? Some of the developers don't even give you aircon. They will give you the piping. You have to buy your own aircon. So far, I see all these interesting facts. I feel that is very amazing. It's an eye-opener to me. Is it attractive? I feel that yes, it's attractive if you are somebody that feel very confident to go into Malaysia. And I see a lot of people comment say, wow, RTS coming lah, can retire there lah, property price affected. I don't really feel that it will affect the Singapore property price lah. But will it help the Malaysia property price? I think it will help a little bit. Will you earn money from it? Actually, I also don't think so because you still have to pay tax lah, pay levy lah, pay this, pay that lah. But if overall the payment that we look at is still at about 150-180 ringgit, you can get a unit, and the good thing is you feel like retiring there and you don't mind the area, I think this is something that is a good consideration. Rather consider now than all these lands are taken up, because all these are old approvers lands. Once all these land taken up, right, then there's no more land that foreigners can buy below a million anymore. Okay, so I feel that this is an opportunity. If you are interested, you can contact me. I can liaise you up with the people there. Okay, so that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I hope this is a very informatic episode. Do you call it informatic? I don't know lah. But I hope we give you a good information and lots of new things to think about in this episode. Because to me, it's really a fun it's a fun thing because I get to learn about the Malaysia property, something new that I don't know, and I also use it to compare to Singapore, and I see some benefits there, I see some benefits here. Okay, but overall, I still have to say that if it comes for investment, I will still stick to Singapore lah. Okay, so that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode, and bye bye.